Alaska's largest city has passed its budget, but not without vetoes coming from the mayor's office and a last-minute deal over money connected to a utility the administration has proposed privatizing. The final budget is $484 million. To get there, Assemblymember L.V. Gray Jackson says a number of new staff positions related to public safety were dropped. In exchange, the amount of money the mayor's administration pushed to transfer out of the utility handling trash was cut in half.
The final compromise was that instead of taking $4 million from solid waste services, we only took two for property tax relief, but the public safety vetoes were maintained.
Gray Jackson was one of a handful of assembly members that challenged the mayor's budget during a meeting last week. They objected to the proposed fund transfer from solid waste services surplus and added in line items many on the assembly see as public safety necessities, including more dog catchers, a homelessness coordinator, and a senior planner to handle new zoning issues coming from growing marijuana within the municipality. The budget battle highlights a tension that's been a recurrent theme in Anchorage city politics during the Sullivan administration: public safety spending versus fiscal prudence. Gray Jackson believes the administration's emphasis on reducing the cost of government has become excessive amidst Anchorage's recent growth.
But you can't expect the same amount of services for the same cost with a population that is no longer 200,000, but more than 300,000. It doesn't cost the same.
But the administration maintains it's irresponsible to pay for new positions by asking more of taxpayers. Though this year's budget is a 1.4% rise over last year's, it's still nearly $2 million below the tax cap, something that Mayor Dan Sullivan believes is important amid a worsening financial outlook for the state.
My vetoes reflected, we didn't want to see additional spending and adding of personnel at a time when we're pretty sure we're going to see some reduction in revenue sharing and other state funding.
The Assembly ultimately approved the final version of the revised budget.